right. Well, welcome here, Lynn, Jamie, Mary Stewart, and Kendall. They're going to share a little bit with us about Hands at Work in Africa. I just love how the narrator said, right in that moment, we as a church can change this. I mean, what a great challenge and mission for us as we continue to commit to renewing, enjoying God's renewal of all things. So welcome here, friends. Why don't we just jump right in? Lynn, you've been part of Hands at Work for some time. Could you tell us about our partner?
Yeah. Thanks, Paul. I think a little bit of the story of how we connected will answer that. So my wife Jamie and I are from Saskatchewan. We were living in Calgary in 2005. We really heard about this movement of Christians in South Africa and Zambia that were making a huge impact, reaching out in their communities in the AIDS crisis and what was happening over there. And we just felt really compelled to go see it. So we did. And honestly, what we saw blew us away, both in terms of the pain of the crisis that we saw there, but also the hope that we experienced in terms of how the church was responding in that crisis. And yeah, so we just decided we really felt called to be a part of it. We moved over there and lived there for just about a decade. And yeah, so in that time, Hands at Work was working mostly in South Africa and Zambia. Then it grew and spread throughout 8 countries in Africa. And what we learned is that, I mean, Africa is an amazing continent, many countries and cultures, and no single thing represents Africa. There are gifts and so many skills and beauty. But there was also a crisis like the world has never seen in its history. We know now that like 32 million people died in those years, leaving behind almost 30 million orphaned children, right? And that's what we saw. This was the front lines of this crisis, was this generation of kids being raised, an orphaned generation growing up. But then we also saw the older generation, the grandparents stepping up in amazing ways and taking in these kids and forming these new kinds of families, because there was no government backstop in these countries where we were. And I mean, you've probably heard the story of the hero grandmothers of sub-Saharan Africa that were taking in these kids. It's amazing that they said yes, and they're really doing it. But we also saw that it's tough, because these are kids who've buried their parents. There's a ton of loss and trauma, and so these are really fragile families. And that's where the church comes in. So Hands at Work, it was Christians, it's Christians mobilizing their brothers and sisters in local churches to identify those families and those kids, to wrap around them and to support them and strengthen them. Hands at Work is training them to how to do that effectively, how to work together as a unit, pool their resources so they can really make an impact. And that is, I mean, it's transforming communities and it's really strengthening the church.
Well, that's amazing. Thank you, Lynn. And I know there's few of us that are new to our community, are new to this partner, or hearing about our partners. And so this is very helpful to even get a sense. You guys were there for a decade. You were on the ground working with people and serving people. That's wonderful. Jamie, can you tell us about one of these African church members serving in this way?
Yes. I just want to say it was such a privilege to be there and to walk so many times with these care workers, like our friends that I saw in the video today. I was so encouraged to see them just sharing about the work. The work encourages me to do the things that God calls me to do. I feel that my own growth as a Christian was largely due to what I was able to experience over there, what I was able to see. As I followed them into their communities, it felt like I was following Christ. As we visited the people in their communities, it felt like we were visiting Christ. And yeah, it reminded me, this video, of visiting one of their communities, a girl. She's 12 years old. When I went to go visit with them, she was grieving. She had just buried her mother the month before, and months before that she was caring for her as she was ill and she was dying. She had 2 younger siblings, and of course she was the one responsible, felt responsible for them. But her grandmother decided to come and stay with them, to live with them. So she had a grandmother. Her grandmother had a very strong spirit. She couldn't walk very well. She used a cane and couldn't do very much fetching water and harvesting their maize and that sort of thing. But she was an advocate, and she would get other people to help. And this was a very bleak situation, and I think I wouldn't have been able to leave that situation and feel well if I didn't know what their community was involved in, and the church members that I went to that home with, to know that they knew her very well and they were going to walk with her, because she was vulnerable, like they said, early childhood marriage, being forced into that of needing to provide food for her family, so quitting school and going to beg or to find work. She was vulnerable for abuse, but she was made much less so because there were invested people in her community that cared about her and loved her and wanted to see her and her family do well.
Wow, that's amazing. Thank you. We're just going to go down the line, but Mary Stewart, as we hear these stories and as we hear serving and working and observing with our friends and partners and experiencing, you know, Jesus on the ground as we serve, how does a Western church like Lakeview, how do we fit into this ministry? How does this work?
Yeah, so for us here at Lakeview and for other people outside of Africa, what we would call the international church, really how we describe it is scaffolding around a community. So as somebody who works in construction, I can appreciate that reference. But really, you know, we put up scaffolding as kind of a temporary support as we're rebuilding or building something new. And it's really the same with a community in Africa. Us as the international churches, building a support system around that community. But really all that work that is happening is the local church and the local members in that community. And we're just a temporary support around them. And so for specifically for us here at Lakeview, we have been that support for a community called Mulenga in Zambia for a long time, over 10 years, I'm sure. I've been involved almost 10 years, and it was going on much longer than I was involved in. So. And really what that looks like is we kind of support them in four different ways. We pray for them as a community, we visited them, we advocate for them, and we can give to support them. So we've had so many team members from our church at Lakeview go and visit Mulenga and really get to know the people in the community, build relationships with them, with the care workers there, with the families that are being supported there. And then when they come back to our church and share the stories of what they saw there, the people they met, I think of one care worker who I'm sure everybody who has been to Mulenga has met is Ruben. And I'm sure he's in a few of these pictures, but he just has this giant smile and you can hear his singing voice for miles away as he's singing and playing games with the kids. But he's also somebody who or struggles to provide for his own family, and that, but he just has this passion to care for other people in his community. So, you know, people come back and they tell stories about that and get others involved in knowing what's happening in the work. And then we give. We have had a really faithful group of givers from Lakeview who have given for a long time, and we've been able to support 125 kids in Mulenga for many years. And really that's kind of providing three essential services, we call it. So providing one meal a day, basic health care, and education. And we've also done some really special projects in Mulenga. A couple years ago, if people are around, they would have heard of when we were able to build a life center in Mulenga. And that was really from kind of excess donations that we got from Lakeview and members of Lakeview. And that's really just this safe place in the community where people can come and they know it's safe, they're known, they're cared for, they're accepted, and they're loved. So that's really just been the amazing part of this partnership with Mulenga.
Wow, did you say 125 kids? I mean, that's amazing, right? Yeah, we can clap for that. That's awesome. Oh, a meal a day and have their needs taken care of. That's wonderful. Thank you. Now, Kendall, you've been a longtime Lakeviewer. Is that how we say it? Lakeviewer? Member? Part of us? Part of this community for a long time. And you've personally been on the ground in this partnership. Can you tell us what has meant for you?
Well,
check.
Yeah, absolutely. So because I went to Zambia, I got involved with Hands at Work, and then now I'm mentoring a kid for the last 6 years, a kid, he's 19. But going to Africa was hugely impactful on my life.
Hmm. So how did you get involved with Hands at Work?
Well, it's actually, well, Yeah, this lady here is Elizabeth. And I heard about her probably 10 years ago. And I don't know if I saw a picture of her, because when I went to Africa, she looked exactly like that. So I assume I saw a picture of her at Lakeview Church from one of the previous, you know, 50 people that have been to Zambia. And so she's the reason why I went. About 7 years ago, Lynn and Ken said, who wants to go to Africa? And maybe you're thinking, should you go to Zambia? And I want to help you answer that question. So there may be a few people here thinking about that. So fast forward.
Kendall, if we could just, you're really animated, I love it, but we're going to miss some of your words because you're moving away from the mic, sorry. Just if you can either move with the mic.
I'll grab the stand. So fast forward, we get to Malanga, February 2017, and we pile into a bus and we head towards Malanga. And we're going to split into three groups and go to different people's houses because there's 125 kids. It's hard to feed them all in one place. And I'm like, I'm going to Elizabeth's house. So these are strong memories. So I go into her backyard and I turn around the corner and she's in her house feeding kids just as I expected. You can move to the next slide. So these two kids, the little guy was the last one to eat. They get one meal a day. In Canada, we call that intermittent fasting. Here, it's called life. So this little boy, that's his brother, and he's handing him some of his one meal for the day. So if you go to Zambia, you may go to support the care workers, but ultimately it will be you who's impacted the most. Yeah.
Thank you, Kendall. Thank you, friends. When we say our mission is to join God in renewal of all things, both locally and globally, this is what it looks like globally. As we are invited, we're welcomed, which is a privilege into people's lives, and we journey with them, and we bring support and hope and feed the hungry, listen to the needy, provide. Thank you, friends. Let's pray for this team. God, we thank you for your amazing work in this whole world. We thank you, Jesus, that we are part of the global church, and that you invite us to step in areas where we can steward our resources to help others, where we can be help to those who are oppressed, to release them from oppression, where we can provide for those that have a need, where we can give a voice to the voiceless. God, we thank you. I thank you for this community that has stepped in so well in our Advent season and over all these years, traveling, journeying, praying, being renewed by just seeing and witnessing, and also donating and giving. Thank you, God, for this important work that you allow us to be part of. Thank you for this team and many others that have been part of this work. God, as they go from here, we pray that we can continue to be your hands and your feet, to be the good news in this world. Thank you, Jesus. We pray these things in your name. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you, friends. I'm going to ask Jamie and Mary Stewart and Kendall to now leave the stage, and three new friends will join us for the next conversation. So as we...
I can stay.
Please, Lynn, please stay. We heard from our global partners, and now we're just going to hear a little bit from our local partners, sons and daughters. And we have Mike, Tamara, and Faye here. You guys can grab a stool, whatever's... Yeah, that's great. Faye, Tamara, and Mike. Lynn, this is your team. Why don't you introduce them and tell us, just kick us off for sons and daughters.
Yeah, I'd love to. Welcome. Just to say first, you know, what we saw happening in Africa and the church responding and the situation with families, when we returned to Saskatoon, it really... I think shocked us a bit to see, wow, there's a situation here too, a crisis here, where there's hundreds of children being removed from their families in Saskatchewan and in Saskatoon, and there's just not enough homes to support those kids. There's not. We don't have time to get into all of that today, but we need to know that there's that crisis happening. And there's families who are trying to step up, and one of the main types of family that's stepping up to care for these kids is grandparents, right? And so what we do is, I mean, we didn't know, is this gonna work or not work, but we're trying to replicate what's happening in Africa, here in Saskatchewan, where we would mobilize men and women, Christians from churches, to come together and wrap around families and to encourage them and strengthen them, because it's not the kind of thing that people can do alone. And so here we actually have a beautiful picture of a kind of a relationship that has grown together. We've got Kukum Faye. Hello and welcome. We've got Tamara and Mike, the Saib family. They're married, and we'll hear more from them soon. But Kukum Faye, why don't you start? Tell us a little bit about yourself. Where you're from? Who's in your family? It should be on. Let's see.
Hello. I'm Faye Robinson. I'm a grandmother. I'm married 33 years. I lost track of how many grandchildren I have after 30, so I basically keep pretty well half of my grandchildren that I just said the number 30, but I have 15 at home. And I have 14 of them here right now with us, so thanks to Lynn and everybody here that helped with transportation to bring my family here. I'm grateful. I am from Cody First Nation. I don't know what else to say. What else do you want to know?
How many kids did you have?
Oh, sorry, yeah. I had five children, all adults. Between all of them, I think it was my boys that did the most damage. So, yeah, they're good kids, all good kids. My grandchildren are here now. They're really good children, well behaved, to what I'm told. Well, when we're all at home, you can't even tell that there's that many of us in the house. They're real good kids. So, yeah.
Wonderful. Yeah. So you're raising the 15. This is a picture of some of the crew, yeah. And Mike and Tamara's family in there as well. Mike.
Yeah, thank you, Faye. It's wonderful. 30 grandkids, you said? And 15 living, at least.
I lost track.
You lost track.
30.
Wow. Wow, amazing. Thank you for sharing that. It was a wonderful view of your family there as well. And then we have Mike and Tamara here. Could you tell us a little bit about your family?
My name is Tamara. This is Michael, my husband. We live in Saskatoon. We have three kids. Caden, he's 6, almost 7. Ella, she is 4, and Isabel is our feisty 2-year-old. I'm mainly at home with the kids, and I work part-time as a nurse, and Michael works at the Kalonzi Mine.
Great. So, Faye, tell us how you got to meet these two. What was it like? How did you meet them, and what was that like to meet them? As you heard about them, and then you got to meet them, were you nervous? What were your first impressions?
I was a little nervous. I was hoping, is it okay if I share how my journey that I've come on? I've started with my coworker, Marlene, at work. She introduced me to Lynn and his beautiful wife. From there on, we started going to a little...
We do the celebrations.
Yeah, the celebrations. And then from there, we went to the forestry farm. We met at the forestry farm, as that picture shows there, and that's where I met Mike and Tamara. And I was a little nervous, like I didn't really know what to say. Yeah, but it was really nice to really meet this couple. They've done a lot for our family. Been there for us. The same thing with Lynn and his beautiful wife there. We I'm just so grateful for everything they have done for us, our family. I had in February 8th of 2023, I lost my son, my daughter-in-law, and my unborn grandchild. She was carrying it 8 months, so they all passed away on the same day. My son was murdered in Regina. They're calling my daughter-in-law's an OD, but I don't really know the truth there. But from there on, excuse me, I just kind of shaky still. I'm kind of losing it. It's just a little hard to talk about what had happened with my family.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah, we know. It's been an amazing journey to walk with you, Faye, and to see your family, and there has been a lot of loss, for sure. And you can, in the face of that, that the way you've responded to open instead of closing off, you've actually opened up more and opened your home to kids and grandkids. I think it's been a huge encouragement to many of us who've walked with you.
Yes, thank you. I've just forgot to mention that my son and his wife that passed on, they left four babies behind, so the youngest was one at the time. So just this past February 8th, we just recently had a little celebration to celebrate their life, just amongst my family at home. Did a prayer and a meal and stuff like that, and I was happy that Lynn sent over some hot chocolate for the kids. They really enjoyed that, and thank you for that.
Thank you, Faye. Thank you for sharing that. It's what an honor we have to step into these relationships and be invited into stories. So thank you for sharing such vulnerable parts of your journey and for allowing us to hear it and to be part of your story. And Mike and Tamara, this is a bit of a two-part question, or maybe three-part question for you. As your families have joined together and now are in this one big family hub, or however we want to call it, can I just ask you, how did you get involved with Sons and Daughters? That'll be my first part of the question. And secondly, what was it like meeting Faye's family, as we hear a little bit about her?
So we first got connected, I guess, with Hands at Work. It's actually about 15 years ago this month. I would have been over in Africa, and I first met Lynn and Jamie over there. And, we've known them for quite a few years and always respected how they live out their faith in Jesus. And so we got connected with Sons and Daughters probably about a year and a half ago. We felt called to serve as a family, and we were looking for different opportunities to do that, and reached out to Lynn, and Lynn shared about the work. We had heard about some of the work they were doing with Sons and Daughters, but didn't really fully understand how it all worked. And Lynn shared about the kinship program, and he's like, well, if you want to get, involved as a whole family, the kinship program would be a good opportunity. So that's how it started, and we went to some of the larger gatherings last winter. And then we connected with Faye and her family this summer. Our kids, they love hanging out with Faye's grandkids. It's been a lot of fun to see how they've developed friendships and they play with each other. And I feel like our kids are super excited every time we get to gather with Faye and her grandkids. And it's just been a lot of fun. And, we really respect Faye and Bethany and Calvin and how they've shown such resilience and the amount of hardships that they've come through. But they've shown so much resilience, and it's been amazing to see God's hand at work and just shining into their lives. And yeah, it's been awesome.
Yeah. I don't want to put too much pressure on you, but every time people meet your kids, the most consistent comment is, how can that many kids be so well behaved?
That's true.
it is actually true. So what, from your perspective, Faye, what kind of stuff do you guys do together with their whole family, or what kind of things have you done?
Well, first thing was meeting them at the forestry farm, which is really enjoyable. The kids really love that. They love picking the crayfish. And then the next time, the next big meet we did, they took us to go and eat at a Smiley's restaurant. That was what it was called, eh? Smiley's. We had a big table there. The kids were all perfect. Yeah, the kids are all well-behaved and sitting there eating their meals, and we had a good time there. And then after that, we went to the forestry farm, which they really loved. Their eyes were just lit up. Their faces were lit right up. Like, I'm not able to do things like this with my grandchildren due to the fact that I only have a car, and I can't afford anything, you know, extravagant to take my grandchildren around. So I really appreciate you guys getting that van to come pick us up, bring us to and from here, and it really means a lot to us. I really want my grandchildren to learn more about the Lord, and which they are. When they come home, they ask me questions, which is nice. Sometimes I have a hard time answering, but I do the best I can, especially my little three-year-olds. They really have a lot of questions. They're really good at questions at that age. So, yeah. We did a lot, and then me and Tamara go out and have coffee, Tim Hortons, which is fun. Three sugars, black, no. Yeah, it was great. It was really awesome to meet Mike and Tamara, and it's been really amazing. God bless you both for helping us out.
Thank you. Yeah, I've seen you guys gathering here, coming to church. There's a group, hey, that works with you guys, and you guys meet in the gym and have games with the kids. And do you guys want to tell us what's it look like from your side?
Yeah, I just wanted to add that it's not just us. There is a team of volunteers that Lynn and Jamie have kind of assembled around this family. And so there's, how many people do you think there are? Probably 20 involved that come alongside. And so it's not, yeah, it's definitely not just us. And you know, it looks different at every in every situation, but it's been really cool to see the body of Christ coming together to work in different ways. So, you know, sometimes it looks like a meal train. Sometimes you have people like Don Anderson driving them here this morning. You have Darren and Nicole Form contributing financially. So there's a lot of other people that are contributing to this family as well. And just also Lakeview Church allowing us to use this space. You know, sometimes on Sundays after Faye and their family come to church, they let us use the gym for free. They just, you know, open up the cafeteria, and they've allowed us to use this beautiful building that God has provided for this community to, yeah, to just build these relationships. And yeah, it's just been awesome.
Can I ask one last thing? I think a lot of people wonder, you guys are a busy family, three young kids, and they are busy. I know those three. Mike works full-time. Tamara, you work, too, sometimes as a nurse still. How do you make time for this? How does it work for you as a family? What's the impact been for your family? A strain? Positive? What's it been like?
I think it's been a really positive experience. It's been great to come alongside Faye and her family, and I know that, like, our whole family really enjoys it, too. It doesn't seem like sacrifice or a service. It seems like we've developed a friendship, and it's been fruitful. And even, like, I would say some of our first meetings, it feels, you know, when you say the Lord's Prayer, let your kingdom come, let your will be done, it felt like his kingdom came and his will was being done with our family and your family and the whole church together. I think it's healthy for our kids, healthy for your kids, and healthy for the church together to partner together. If anyone is thinking of serving in any capacity with Hands at Work and the kinship program, I think just do it. It's great.
Well, thanks.
That's great. That's wonderful. So well said. If I heard correctly, though, too, if people do want to get involved, if I heard correctly, if you do, your kids will be well behaved. Is that
better behaved than our kids?
Faye will train. I like it.
Faye's grandkids have been mentoring our kids into better behavior models.
This is, what good news, friends. Joining God in renewal of all things. This is wonderful.
Uh, I just want to say one more thing. I've lost another son, and exactly 9 months after I lost my first three family members, the people that were involved with helping during those really heavy week, it was hard on our family to lose another boy. He was our youngest son. So I just want to say thank you and God bless you all to whoever brought the food for supper for that whole week. I really, really appreciate it. It made me cry because I could only take half of my family with me back home to go bury my son. Again, all my family. My husband had stayed home with the other half, the older kids, the ones that are easier to look after. So I had to leave him the car. My sister from another area had to come and get the rest of us to take us back to the reserve to bury our family members. So God bless to whoever it was that come and dropped off all that food during that week. I thank you so much. Yeah.
Well, thank you, friends. We're just going to take a moment to pray for this ministry, for you, Faye. And as we pray, I'm going to invite the band to come up as we're going to, after prayer, just respond in song and as we join in our prayer through music. So let's pray. God, we thank you again. Thank you for Faye and her family. God, we know that you have been in all the parts of the journey, in all the hard parts and all the joyous parts. Thank you for the privilege we have to walk with one another, to go shoulder to shoulder. As we look onto you, God, as you renew and heal and restore us. Thank you, Jesus, for your work in our hearts and our minds and around us. Thank you, God, for this community and how you have shaped each person here to be able to step in to the gaps of need. And thank you, God, for Faye and many families that respond and step in and teach us and guide us as well. Thank you for this. And we pray for this ministry, for our partners, for Faye and many other families. We trust them all in your hands, God. We pray all these things in your name. Amen.